亲爱的听友你好，欢迎收听英语美文朗读，我是你的朋友孟非 Phoenix。 你可以在网易云音乐、蜻蜓 FM 等平台搜索英语美文朗读来收听我们的节目，也可以在微信公众账号搜索并关注英语美文朗读来收听更多美文节目并查看原文。今天和大家分享的这篇文章是一个小男孩执意要用自己的零花钱来买一只残疾的小狗，在店家多次想要免费把这只小狗送给他的时候，小男孩却卷起了裤腿，露出了自己严重残疾的左腿。对于我们正常人来讲，平淡的生活有时候真的平淡的像一杯白开水，而有些人在遇到困难和不幸的时候，总是能坚强，抬起头，用微笑来面对所有人。一起来收听这篇文章 Puppies for Sale。 A store owner was tacking a sign above his door that read Puppies for Sale.Signs like that have a way of attracting small children. And sure enough, a little boy appeared under the store owner's sign. How much are you going to sell the puppies for? He asked. The store owner replied, Anywhere from $30 to $50. The little boy reached in his pocket and pulled out some change.Can I please look at them? The store owner smiled and whistled, and out of the kennel came Lady, who ran down the aisle of his store, followed five teeny, tiny bows of fur. One puppy was lagging considerably behind. Immediately, the little boy singled out the lagging, limping puppy and said,What's wrong with that little dog? The store owner explained that the veterinarian had examined the little puppy and had discovered it didn't have a hip socket. It would always be lame. The little boy became excited. That is the little puppy that I want to buy. The store owner said, No, you don't want to buy that little dog.If you really want him, I will just give him to you. The little boy got quite upset. He looked straight into the store owner's eyes, pointing his finger, and said, I don't want you to give him to me. The little dog is worth every bit as much as all the other dogs, and I'll pay full price. In fact, I'll give you$2.37 now, and 50 cents a month until I have him paid for. The store owner countered, You really don't want to buy this little dog. He's never going to be able to run and jump and play with you like the other puppies. To this, the little boy reached down.And rolled up his pant leg to reveal a badly twisted, crippled left leg supported by a big metal brace. He looked up at the store owner and softly replied, Well, I don't run so well myself, and the little puppy will need someone who understands.
人生总有一些路需要你自己去走，也总有一些事需要你一个人去做。读完这篇文章后，听着小男孩的话语，我脑海里一直盘旋着这些词：爱、纯真、平等、坚强、阳光。亲爱的朋友，你的感受是怎样呢？ 我是你的朋友孟非 Phoenix， 再次感谢你收听英语美文朗读。